Music Doodoo Classical Adventures presents Till Eulenspiegel, the world's most wanted prankster. The guards were gaining on him. Till could hear their boots hammering the cobblestones behind him, their curses echoing off the alley walls. He vaulted over a sleeping pig, skidded around a cart of turnips, and dove through an open window into someone's kitchen. A grandmother screamed. A pot of soup went flying, and Till, covered in cabbage broth and grinning like a madman, crashed out the back door and vanished into the morning fog. This was an ordinary Tuesday for Till Eulenspiegel. But let's go back to the beginning. Back before every merchant in Germany wanted his head on a pike. Back to when Till Eulenspiegel was just a peasant boy with a dangerous gift, a talent for making fools of important people. He had a crooked smile that made you want to trust him. That was your first mistake. He could talk his way into any castle, any church, any royal court. And by the time people realized they'd been tricked, Till was three towns away, counting his stolen coins and planning his next disaster. Legend. Like the time he rode a stolen horse straight through the morning market at full gallop. Cabbages exploded beneath the hooves, filling the air with the stink of crushed vegetables. The baker, a fat man with flour permanently crusted in his beard, dove headfirst into his own bread cart, his stubby legs kicking at the sky. A tower of cheese wheels toppled like dominoes, sending golden rounds bouncing through the screaming crowd and knocking the butcher clean off his feet. The fishmonger's wife hurled a cod at Till's head. She missed. The mayor threw his shoe, and Till caught it midair, waved it like a trophy, and kept riding. Later, a new priest appeared at the village church. Tall, solemn. He spoke Latin that nobody could quite understand, though nobody wanted to admit it. He blessed the congregation with grand, sweeping gestures. He bowed his head in what looked like deep prayer. But one sharp-eyed choir boy noticed something odd. The priest's shoulders kept shaking, like he was trying desperately not to laugh. It was Till, dressed in stolen robes, making up prayers on the spot, blessing the faithful with magnificent nonsense. congregation erupted. Hymnals sailed through the air like angry birds. Old women shrieked curses that would have made sailors blush. The real priest, who had spent 2 days locked in a broom closet, living on communion wafers, finally burst free, his face purple with unholy rage. And Till, his stolen robes flapping behind him like wings, dove straight through the stained glass window of St. Peter and vanished into the sunset. The church never did replace that window. They left the hole there as a warning. But even tricksters have hearts. And once, just once, Till's heart nearly stopped him cold. He was fleeing through a flower market when he saw her. A young woman arranging roses, ribbons bright in her dark hair, humming a tune he'd never heard before. Their eyes met across the crowded square. Till opened his mouth to speak, and for the first time in his wild, reckless life, not a single clever word came out. She smiled. He stumbled backward into a cart of tulips, crushing a fortune in flowers. And by the time he untangled himself from the petals, she had vanished into the crowd. He never learned her name, but sometimes, years later, he still dreamed about that smile. Soft moments never lasted long for Till. His greatest performance, the one that finally sealed his fate, came at the Grand University. Picture a stone hall filled with the most pompous scholars in all of Europe. There was Herr Dr. Schnitzelbaum, whose coffee-stained beard cascaded to his enormous belly. There was Professor von Grumbach, so ancient he'd forgotten what century it was and kept calling everyone Your Majesty. And presiding over them all was the Dean, a man who had never laughed at anything, ever, in his entire miserable existence. Till slipped in, wearing borrowed spectacles and a dusty scholar's robe. He cleared his throat. He raised his hand politely.
Learned masters, Till announced with perfect sincerity, I have a question that has troubled me greatly. If a goat eats a book of philosophy, does the goat become wise, or does the book become foolish?
Professor Schnitzelbaum leaped to his feet, bellowing about Aristotle. Professor von Grumbach hurled his inkwell at Schnitzelbaum's head, splattering black ink across 3 centuries of scholarship. The Dean tried to restore order, but slipped on a pile of ancient scrolls and crashed face first into a globe of the known world, sending it spinning across the marble floor. Within minutes, the greatest minds in Europe were throwing books at each other like children. Quills snapped, robes tore, centuries of academic dignity lay in ruins. Until, laughing so hard he could barely breathe, slipped out the back door as leather-bound volumes rained from the balcony.
Thank you.
had finally gone too far. He had made enemies in every town, every church, every university in the land. Merchants whose fortunes he'd ruined. Priests whose dignity he'd shattered. Professors whose centuries-old reputations lay in ink-stained ruins. They pooled their gold and hired hunters. Professional men with cold eyes and sharp swords who tracked their prey through forest and field without mercy. Till fled through dark woods, branches tearing at his cloak like skeletal fingers. He splashed across icy rivers, his breath coming in ragged, frozen gasps. He scrambled up rocky hillsides, always looking over his shoulder, always hearing the hounds getting closer.
And then, on a cold October dawn, a man he thought was a friend, a farmer named Heinrich, someone he'd known since boyhood, sold him out for 20 pieces of silver. They caught him on a bridge at sunrise, 7 armed men against 1 exhausted trickster. For once in his life, Till Eulenspiegel had nowhere left to run.
Courtroom was cold as a grave. Stone walls slick with damp. Torchlight casting long shadows that seemed to reach for Till like hungry fingers. Iron chains bit into his wrists, so heavy he could barely lift his arms. The judge sat high above him, face carved from granite, eyes that had never known a single moment of mercy in their long, cold existence. Behind him, the merchants and priests and professors filled the gallery, their faces twisted with the hunger for revenge. Till searched the crowd for one friendly face, one unlocked door, one last impossible escape. There was nothing. The verdict came swift and terrible. Guilty. Guilty of everything. Guilty of making the powerful feel like fools. And the punishment was death. The rope swung in the morning wind. The crowd fell silent. Justice, they said, had finally been served. But here's the strange thing. That very night, a baker in the next town swore he saw a familiar figure riding through the moonlight. A man with a crooked smile, letting out a low, brassy whistle that echoed off the canyon walls. The same tune that had always meant trouble was coming. Because that's the thing about tricksters. You can catch them. You can chain them. You can do your worst. But the stories, the stories never die. Even now, 500 years later, German children whisper his name and laugh at his pranks. And somewhere out there, maybe, Till Eulenspiegel is still riding through the night, still whistling, still laughing at the world.